Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, when we're talking about the insurrection, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, gave a really compelling interview, set of interviews, about what it was like that day when she ended up hiding out in the office of Katie Porter. And I looked at it in a lot greater detail yesterday. And I'll tell you what, I mean, she's a remarkable person, and you had to like her, just really identify with her about the horror and the danger. I think many people don't really realize, well, there's a bunch of guys, they go up there, they break a few windows, and yeah, somebody got killed. And you have Nikki Haley saying, get over it. Oh, really? Get over a cop beaten to death, two with brain damage, one speared with a pole, the other one with his eye gouged out. You want us to get over that? No, we're not getting over that. What AOC did when she had to leave the chamber and go somewhere to hide, she knew the danger, and she knew they were out after her too, in particular, because she's high profile and she's on the left. And they were saying, where is she? Where is she? They wanted Nancy Pelosi, Mike Pence first, but they are so high up, they get a special secure room in the Capitol. There's a room, there's a hideaway, and it's specially secured for them. And they got that room. Ocasio-Cortez is really a kid. I mean, she's in her early 30s. She's running down the hallway in high heels, And she can hear people shouting and cursing. And she's beating on doors. She can't get in. And finally, somebody says, well, you can go to this room, but there are Republicans in there. And the Republicans, frankly, some of them are the enemy. You know, not Liz Cheney, not Mitt Romney, but some of them were texting out the location of Nancy Pelosi, saying she left the chamber. And she was afraid she would go to one of these rooms with these Republicans and they'd turn her over to the mob. That's how sad it's gotten. She finally gets into Katie Porter, Congresswoman from California's office, and asked to hide out. And they let her. There's a staffer in there with them. And then they lock the door and they put furniture up against the door. And then she runs around like a madman looking for a place to hide. She's real tiny. Can she squeeze in somewhere? That's how sad it was. She finally goes in the bathroom and they locks the door and they hide there in the dark for like 6 hours. They eventually come out and they vote at 2 a.m. on accepting the certifications. But look at that. Google the interviews with AOC about that. That's going to be an historic document that's going to be studied for a long time to come. If you want to capture the horror, the danger, and the sadism on the part of the invaders of the insurrection, look at AOC's interview. And you can't help. She is very warm, very, very compelling, very true. And when she says that Ted Cruz tried to have her murdered, she's exactly right. Ted Cruz shot his mouth off, and so did Hawley and a lot of them, saying there was fraud. Wormwood, Lindsey Graham, all the rest of them, there's fraud, lying about it, revved up that crowd, and they came very close. They came within minutes of getting Mike Pence. You know, they were shouting, hang Mike Pence. He was there. He was there in the Senate chamber, and a guard comes in and says, sir, you have to leave. I'm not leaving. Get out of here. And he's going to grab him. And a few minutes later, the mob broke in. Go to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Good morning, Matt. Great show, as always. You're teaching the public. I have to say that this has been one heck of a learning experience, I think, for our country, and an eye-opening experience as far as how demented the Republican Party has become. They have not, for years, worked for the average American or any American person in our country. I mean, they've been out of line for a very long time, you know, with the lies, you know, and I love it because I think that there'll be lots of movies and books written about the big lie. And the sad part of it is it was all about power. It was all about these guys riding on the coattails of the worst president that we've ever had in our lives. And big business was behind there, too, because you know darn well that those businesses were getting lots of favors from the Trump man and therefore given lots of money into the Republican coffers so they can all slide along, never doing their jobs and never paying attention to the issues that have affected our country. And anybody that votes for a Republican truly needs to have their head examined. This has been the worst things I have ever seen in my entire life. And I have to say, I'm very, very proud of the Democrats. And I think they got a wake-up call on how bad these Republicans really are. They don't have one interest in working with the Democrats. They have been manipulating for years. And I pray that nobody gives in to these guys, because they don't care about the health or welfare of the individuals in our country whatsoever. And that's my 2 cents worth, Matt. Thanks for doing such a great job.
Jean, you always have a lot of wisdom. You should host this show sometime. I'll tell you what, you have a lot to say. I agree with you, and I'll give you some historical context, as I always do. Big business did support Trump in the first election, and even now, in the second election, where do you think the Republican Party gets hundreds of millions of dollars? They're not getting it from small business. They're not getting it from individuals. They're getting it from very wealthy people, and a lot of them are hedge funds. And why would they contribute? Well, they knew, they're smart people, they knew Trump is a skunk, he's an authoritarian. They thought they could control him. I'll give you an analogy. In the 1920s and then 1932 in Germany, Adolf Hitler is elected, is made chancellor. It was contested, and big business got behind him. And everybody said, well, this guy is nuts. He's liable to destroy us. He's just flat out nuts. We got to get rid of him. They all laughed, and they said, of course, you're right. We all, but he's very dumb. He's very crude, and he's very low class, and we can control him. So we'll have him ram through stuff we want, and then we'll get rid of him. Wrong. Wrong. Because by the time they thought they should get rid of him, the secret police were knocking at their door, dragging them off. And so with a guy like Trump, everybody looked at him. Yeah, he's a buffoon. He shoots his mouth off. We can control him. Well, wrong. And they could not control him. And we have what we have. Now, here's a, why do they support him? Well, for one thing, I don't know if you know this, hedge funds don't pay income tax. Okay, their secretaries do. In other words, you have a hedge fund manager. Some of them make $500 million a year. And why do they make that much money? Because when they have money under investment, they get something like 2% of the entire amount every year, no matter what. So if they have $1 billion, every billion, they get $20 million a year in compensation, no matter what they do, no matter what they do, whether it goes up or down. And then they also get about 1.5% for all amounts that they make that exceeds the S&P 500 index. And they gamble. And if they exceed it, they get a lot more money. Frequently they lose. So what? They still get the 2%. And these guys make a lot of money. And they hired lobbyists. They went to Congress and they said, we don't want to pay income tax. And the Congress said, okay, but we got to charge you something. It's going to look bad. They said, well, call it carried interest in Texas, like logging and oil in some of them, where they take a lot of risk. And so they pay a lot less amount. And Congress said, well, but, you know, they take a lot of risk. You know, I mean, you have a lot of dry wells. They chew up a lot of money and you have no risk. Well, here's another $100,000 for your campaign, Jack. They pay no income tax, and Trump will not make them pay income tax. And somebody like Biden will. That's why they don't like Democrats. So you're absolutely right, Gene. Big business has supported him. They continue to support the Republican Party no matter what. Gene, thanks a lot for calling in. Thanks a lot for calling in. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. As always, thank you for taking my call. It's very hard to follow Jeannie. She's just a totally awesome caller. And from a pretty nice area, Eau Claire. After you get north of there, I don't know about that anymore. You talked, I think it was last week, about a brewery up in Minocqua, I think it was. And they are now selling a lot of beer in the Madison area. And I think also in the Milwaukee area, Biden and Harris beer and other beer. But up where they hail from, I guess the the fathers up there, the old guard, got together and went to the liquor stores up there and told them they couldn't sell their beer up there, for goodness sake. So I don't know if that whole story is true, but if it is, it's an amazing thing that you're so thin-skinned that you can't even handle this whole brewery selling Biden-Harris beer. And then, of course, they have that super pack. You might want to Google that stuff to make sure that's correct, but that's my understanding.
Yeah, Paul, thanks for calling that in. Just for context for everybody, on our show a little bit ago, we talked about a brewery up in Minocqua that the guy's Republican, but he said, I'm not putting up with Tiffany and people like those Republicans. Tiffany's from Hazelhurst. Hazelhurst is a few miles from Minocqua down the pike. And so he said, I'm not going to contribute to the Republican Party, and I'm putting together a pack in which I'm going to take the money to beat Republicans. And that I thought was terrific. We put it on, we promoted it, and it's really taken off. And this guy has marketed beer around the state. And what he is, you know, he's a brewer first, but what Paul is sharing with us, which I had not heard before, and I certainly will check out. But what Paul is sharing with us is that the liquor stores up in the Minocqua area, up in the north, and a lot of these people are Republican, are going, well, I'm not going to carry your beer because you're helping the Democrats. And quite frankly, if that's true, it's disgusting. But I'll tell you what, there's a thing called the free market. There's a thing called the free market. And people want beer. You know, you have the big brands. Of course, you have Miller and Anheuser-Busch and all that. But a lot of people like boutique beers. A lot of people like craft beers. And this brewery makes a superb beer. It happens to make a very, very, very good beer. And so I think they're going to survive fine. But that's good information to have, Paul. Thanks a lot. And it is reprehensible. It's reprehensible, frankly, morally, for these people to somehow boycott a local brewery simply because they aren't putting up with the likes of Tiffany and the right wing of the Republican Party. So let's buy their beer. Let's buy their beer. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.